Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, we've been talking in a lot of these election cycles this last cycle. One of the major issues, we've talked about it already tonight with State Senator Renee Erickson, was property taxes. It's come up time and time again. In a recent article that came out just over the weekend here in the Wichita Eagle, there was an article about Wichita Eagle was about Sedgwick County. The article, according to Wichita Eagle, property owners in Sedgwick County are unlikely to see any significant county property tax relief in the next year. According to the Eagle, a public vote on a new sales tax to support county arts, culture, and recreational programming while lowering the property tax mill levy likely won't happen until 2026. Well, is that fair? Is that the right idea? Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk to next. With us now is Sedgwick County Commissioner-elect Jeff Blubaugh. Jeff, thank you for joining us. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us, my friend.
I did, John. Glad to be here. Hey, and thanks for the full disclosure there on the intro.
Yes. Well, so that's the, and this article, by the way, it did not mention you. Because you're not in office yet, but I understand some of the concerns that current county commissioners have, which is that, they don't want to, because in order to do this, they'd have to put it on a ballot and, voters would have to vote to approve transitioning from property taxes to sales taxes. Now, it should be noted that this would not be a tax increase. It would be a dollar for dollar change. Rather than funding these entities like the zoo, Exploration Place, these museums and whatnot, they would be funded through, rather than through property taxes, they would be funded through essentially user fees, consumption taxes, a sales tax. But that would have to go on the ballot, and the concern by some of the county commissioners is that that might get confusing to voters because they're already going to be voting on a property tax increase with the bond initiative from USD 259. My take on it is run it anyway. We need property tax relief now. We can't afford to wait a year. What do you think?
Well, I went through the old, let's put it on a ballot and find out with a sales tax about 10 years ago when I was first elected to the city council. I was green. My colleagues said, you know what? Go ahead and put it on the ballot. You're letting the voters decide whether they want this or not. My experience was everyone thought I was approving this and was promoting a sales tax. So,
right.
I'm a little gun shy again about jumping in there and putting another sales tax out there. And, lots of confusion. Like you said, we got a lot of bond votes coming up.
Right. They'd have to message it properly for sure. They'd have to make sure that people understood that this is, a dollar for dollar, that the money would be, lowering the mill in order lower property tax in order to do a consumption tax. That would have to be key, because you're right. Nobody wants new taxes.
Okay. So I look at the constituents in Sedgwick County Commission District 2. So City of Wichita or the school district, Wichita School District, is going to have a bond vote.
Right, which is a tax increase.
My constituents that are in the Goddard School District are going to have a bond vote.
Which is another tax increase.
And my constituents in Hayesville schools are going to have another bond vote, which is another tax.
Right.
And we already have a 1 cent sales tax by the county.
Right. Yeah, it's and the problem you have is there's so many of these going on. But then the question is, how do we then get meaningful tax relief to people? Because I know what's going to happen here this week when people's property tax bills start coming. And once again, they've exceeded the revenue neutral rate. So you've got people who are going to sit there and go, wait a minute, all I've done for the last year is mow my lawn. And yet here again, I'm paying more in property taxes. You and I both know. And it's because these appraisal rates are out of control. The whole system is, you know, cattywampus. Property taxes go up because of revenue neutral rates, because of these jacked up appraisals. And all people are seeing, especially poor, low income folks on fixed incomes, all they're seeing is their property taxes going up, and no one's being able to solve it or fix it.
Yeah. So you know, as I said during the campaign, and once I'm sworn in, it's going to be the same message. Let's make sure we get that assessment value correct. And you know, I gave you the example during the campaign. Whenever you look at the mill levy decrease, $4 per 100,000. We looked at a $300,000 home. The assessment went up to where their taxes went up $800, but they, you know, they only received relief for, you know, $300,000 times four, $12.
$12, yeah.
The public understands that. We can't just do business as usual. We can't just, you know, I've already talked to the county manager. I know we're going to start the budget process early. We're talking about the beginning of February, but we got to do something different. It can't be the old slice of a mill levy cut that really doesn't mean anything to the taxpayers. You know, I mean, it's more of a talking point. It's not real demonstrated savings.
Right. Well, that's what in your recent campaign, that's what your opponent, that's what Sarah Lopez was. She campaigned on, we lowered the mill levy, but when you looked at the dollar amount, it was like that. It was what, $8, and yet property taxes had gone up by hundreds, and that's what people were saying was, okay, whoopee doo. And I talked to a county commissioner again today, who said, well, we might do another mill levy cut, which would be another $20 or something, which is so insignificant when compared to the revenue neutral rate increases. And again, the county is not the biggest perpetrator here. It's the cities.
Yeah.
And more importantly, it's the school districts that, I mean, my Goddard school district property taxes have gone up 18%. The county's not the big perpetrator. It's the schools number one and the cities number two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting in the same, just like you, John. I'm in the Goddard school district paying, you know, paying the same taxes that you are, and I completely get it. You know, and the county really does. They're in the crosshairs on this when they're really not receiving the biggest benefit of it, like you said.
Right, they're not.
Because the property tax bill comes through the county. Everybody views that, you know, the county's sitting on all the money. It's collaboration, consolidation. I understand they're saying 2025 may be a little early to start seeing these, but we've got to try.
Right.
We've got to do some outside of the box thinking. Unless, you know, if we do like we've always done, we're going to continue to get the result that we've always gotten.
Well, and
that's not real property tax relief.
That is, as they say, the definition of insanity.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking with County Commissioner-elect Jeff Bluball. You mentioned consolidation. Do you think that functional consolidation is one of the solutions? Looking at areas like parks and recreation, you know, fire, some of those areas where we can maybe start consolidating county and city services to reduce some spending?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think you start with the city of Wichita because that's you know, the big fish in the pond. And you know, I've had great discussions already with Councilmember Dalton Glasscock. I think Mayor Wu is you know, got her eyes wide open to anything that we can do because they've got some budget deficits coming. So,
oh yeah, $22 million over the next 2 years.
We've got to lean out the processes. We've got to reduce the duplications, and we've just got to thin government.
Yep. Well, and I love the idea of shifting to sales tax dollars. Because I think right now you are too dependent on property taxes. I think the city is too. And the upside with shifting to sales taxes is it's consumption based versus property tax based. You know, in the case of a property tax that's funding some of these non-core services like the zoo or Exploration Place, something like that, you know, everybody's paying for that, but it's only the property taxes owners, the property owners in Sedgwick County. If you move to a consumption base, if you move to a sales tax base, if I don't want to go to EP or the zoo, then I don't have to pay for it. Conversely, visitors to Sedgwick County are paying for that. And so you're actually getting, you're broadening the base that way of people who are paying for that service. So I think it's a good idea. It's just, you know, how we can nuance this, how quickly we can implement it. Those are the real questions. Go ahead.
Yep. In theory, John, I completely agree. But whenever you look at the past, you know, the 1985 1-cent sales tax for Sedgwick County was sold as a way to drive across town without any stoplights. We're going to finish out Kellogg. Well, you know, and half of it was supposed to go to property tax relief. You know that that has continued over the last 45 years, has gotten scope creep, and it creeps a little and creeps a little. Yep. And that's my concern with going out there with a sales tax, and then we end up just, well, you know, we're going to continue to spend. Now, I do like some of the ideas the county's kicking around to ensure if we go this route, we've got a guardrail ourselves that says property tax dollars will not go toward any quality of life.
Amen.
We've got to ensure that future commissions are not going to change that. You know, you already hear discussions about the zoo. You know, whenever we had the elephant barn come up there on the agenda here a couple weeks ago.
Right, right.
And you hear from the commission, well, you know, in the late 60s, we the public voted on that sales tax. Well, I think sometimes the interpretation changes a little bit over 50 or 60 years.
Right, yeah. They talk about not obligating future commissions. No, yeah, you do need to put the guardrails and restrictions so that if you do something like this, it can't be, reappropriated, because I mean, trust me, we've seen that in Topeka where the intentions were X, and then somebody comes down the line and says, "Ah, I'm going to take that money and spend it elsewhere." I know I've got to let you run. I know we're especially, I appreciate you taking time on a holiday weekend to join us. I do want to ask you one question. It's a conversation that has come up, and you know, I've talked to fellow conservatives, and I'm, by the way, we're thrilled to have you and Stephanie Wise on the commission. I think it's going to be great to have, you know, you joining, Jim Howell and Ryan Beatty to have a nice conservative block there. But one of the things a lot of us wanted to see, because this question's come up quite a bit. It came up at the Pachyderm Club, came up at a couple of other forums in the course of the election, is who's going to chair the county commission. And I brought it up actually when I was filling in for Steve McIntosh recently. And I know in a conversation, you and Stephanie were both on the show. I asked you both, you know, what if you would vote for Jim Howell if he were to put his name up for chair. Are you still committed to that pledge?
Yeah. Yeah. First off, I want to say, John, I am excited to be working with this group. And a lot of people tell me, you know, this is one of the better groups I think we've had. We're,
I agree.
Kind of on the younger side of things, you know, a lot of young professionals, a lot of great skill sets are going to be on this commission. So I'm looking forward to working with everyone. Whenever, and whenever the discussion does come, I do believe that, you know, Commissioner Howell is, he's proved himself. He's got the tenure. He's definitely the most governmental experience of anybody that's on the commission. 4 years on the legislature and his time on the county commission. He's very diligent. You look at him through the budget process last year. He was the one making the majority of the agendas. And I went through this or the motions whenever it comes to budget proposals. Whenever I was on the city council, we did the vice mayor on kind of a rotation. You know, for the most part, you stick to that. And I believe the commission should be the same. It does appear that Commissioner Howell has been overlooked time and time again. And,
yes.
I'd certainly stand behind my statement that he deserves to be able to chair. And I think as we talk about doing something different than we've done in the past, let's have a different chair and see how that goes.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't know the politics behind it. It may just be personality. It may be that, you know, in the past, because you know how it is, there's personalities and people rub people the wrong way. And Jim is very fastidious. He's one of the most well-read people I know. And it could be that, you know, maybe he just is too analytical for some. But I'm like you. I've noticed that. I think more than you and I have noticed that he's been overlooked on this. And I think it's his time. It's just not that he deserves it because it's his time. I think he deserves it because he's earned the right to sit in that chair. And I hope that that's the direction that the commission goes. So I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. And this just isn't about Commissioner Howell.
No.
It's about his district. And the constituents, you know, he goes out there and signs by petition to run for office every time. I mean, he has his coffee meet and greets with his constituents. I mean, he does a great job of outreach with his constituents. And I think it's more than just him. His district deserves to have a seat at the table to chair the county commission. I absolutely believe that.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's not because it's not about Jim or Jim's ego, and he's probably would be embarrassed that I asked that question. But you're right. I like that you put it back because it's not about him. It's not about an individual. It is about the district. And Jeff, I appreciate you guys. Well, this question is going to come up here pretty quick too. You get sworn in here just after the first year, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's the 12th. So yeah, we'll be having that vote, I think, around the 15th. So it'll be here before we know it.
Well, I will, we'll be watching, and I wish you the best of luck. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that, my friend?
Hey, I'm sure. So go ahead and call myself, 316-640-0656. I've been fielding calls the whole time, basically, since I got off the city council in January, and continue to do so, and want to have those discussions with constituents and anyone in the county.
That's a brave man right there. Jeff, I appreciate you, brother. Go back to your family. Thank you for spending a little time on your Thanksgiving weekend with us.
All right. Take care, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.